You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley. Organizing the Owner's Manuals, also known as Taming the Paper. Our new-to-us boat came with a foot-high stack of manuals in one locker, a notebook of engine information in another, a folder of documents on a shelf, and then the seller handed me another stack that he'd brought from his house. Of course, we also had our Coast Guard documentation, Florida registration, and owner's manuals from gear we brought aboard. We were drowning in paper! On our previous boat, the former owners had created a series of notebooks with binder pockets to organize all the material. The only problem was that the binder pockets were paper and tore fairly easily with the weight of the heavier manuals. My first thought was to see if I could get similar folders, but non-tearing plastic, to use in notebooks. And while I could, I also started figuring that between the cost of the notebooks and the not exactly cheap folders, this was going to get expensive quickly. I had a lot to organize. Instead, I found heavy-duty plastic 13-pocket accordion folders at the local Dollar General store for under $4 each. They were also better since they had label tabs on them, and I could expand them far further than the binder pockets. I bought three of them. Note, I later found similar folders at an office supply store for $13 apiece. So it does pay to shop around. They were basically identical, but a $9 difference in price. If you can't find them at a decent price otherwise, Amazon does carry them for maybe $5 apiece. I then started sorting the manuals into general piles. Engine, galley, plumbing and toilet, and so on. Then we delved deeper into each one, sorting by individual pieces of equipment and throwing away duplicate manuals. We had seven identical fans on the boat, so there were seven manuals. We really only needed one. In some cases, we'd found manuals for gear that was no longer on the boat, such as the original engine when she'd been repowered 4 years ago. Again, we got rid of it. No need to confuse ourselves when looking something up. Then we put things into the accordion folders, labeled the tabs, and I labeled the outside of the folders with what was inside. I tried to group like items together, such as galley gear, water systems, water maker, things like that. Another one, there'd be electrical, batteries, charger, whatnot. We ended up with six folders, including one that has the boat documentation, state registration for the boat and the dinghy, and the insurance. They fit nicely into a storage cubby at the foot of our bed. And with all the duplicates and no longer on the boat information removed, the stack is now less than a foot high. I also put a label with the general category on what would be the exposed side, so that it was easier to just pull out the correct folder from the stack. Someday, I'll do pretty labels, but for the first effort, blue tape and a Sharpie worked.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
To make sure you never miss an episode of the Boat Galley podcast, become a Boat Radio subscriber. It's easy. There's lots of ways to do it. Just search for Boat Radio within your favorite podcasting app, and you'll find a subscribe or follow button alongside a list of the shows. Alternatively, go to our host, audioboom.com, and search for Boat Radio. At the top of the page, you'll find subscribe buttons for all the major podcasting apps, plus a link to our RSS feed. And don't forget to leave a review. The feedback is very important to us. That's all from the Boat Galley this week. Until next time, then.
looking for luxury accommodation in Mallorca, but don't want to pay high summer prices? Well, Mallorcan Tonic, the low-season luxury hotel booking website, is here to help. We can save you hundreds of euros on your hotel choice, making sure you enjoy exceptional accommodation at a fraction of the summer rates. In addition, each of our hand-picked hotels offers tempting low-season incentives, including further discounts, room upgrades and complimentary cava on arrival. Whether you choose the buzz of Palma, cool coastal views, or the magnetism of the mountains, we have a hotel to suit you. You can also book our favourite restaurants, from local eateries to Michelin stars, each offering a free glass of cava. And there's lots of helpful hints about what to do during your visit. So if you're missing your sunshine fix and want to beat the winter blues, then click on MallorcanTonic.com and let us find you your dream hotel and save you money.